This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sam, give me, you know, your breakdown. I called them lottery tickets, and I stole that from Jeff Sanders, so I'm giving him credit for it. But that's what the Padres are doing right now, isn't it? I mean, they're taking a bunch of shots on some guys, and they don't have to all work out. Just hopefully a couple of them do.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we're being honest about it, it's probably not all that dissimilar from what they did with Jerks and Profar this time a year ago. And that was taking, I don't even want to call it a gamble because you were only paying the guy $1 million. So It wasn't much of a gamble, but you at least gave him a shot after, let's remember, what was a really difficult year for Jerks in 2023, and it worked out wonderfully. Now, is there any guarantee of that with Connor Joe and Jason Hayward? Of course there isn't, but it's relatively low risk because you're not paying those guys very much at all. And look, I think if you want to look at it from the macro sense as a fan and be disappointed that the Padres, you know, for one reason or another, haven't been able to, you know, to fill that gap in left field with a bigger contract, with maybe a bit more of a notable name, that's fine if you're unhappy with that. But I think we're at the point in the offseason where we have to live in the reality a little bit, and that appears to be where, hey, this was the type of move they were going to be able to make, at least for now, in that left field spot. And look, the options, if you don't bring Connor Joe in, if you don't bring Jason Hayward in to platoon out there, or at least give it a shot at the start of the season, what are your options? I mean, Tirso Ornelas, I mean, all respect to Tirso, we don't know what he is. He's been in the organization forever. If he gets a chance, he could go out there and crush it and make a name for himself. But we don't know what Tirso is at the major league level. Certainly, you would have assumed before these moves that he would be a real candidate to win a job out there. I don't know that that's the case anymore with these two moves, although we'll see what Tirso does during spring training. But look, you had Tirso Ornelas, Brandon Lockridge, some other guys that you brought in on minor league deals. I mean, it's not like Hayward and Joe are taking playing time away from anybody that was guaranteed at all to win a job at a spring training. So I'm really okay with it. Again, in the big picture, you know, I understand, you know, if, you know, fans are a little frustrated by it just because of the type of offseason it's been. But I think living in the here and now and the reality of where they're at and what's on the market right now for a corner outfield spot, I think it's certainly worth the signings and is really a, you know, sort of a low risk move for both these guys. And look, if you want to look at it as a platoon, I mean, the thing that I really lean into with these two guys, and I know Craig was talking about it earlier, you may have talked about it in your first couple of segments, is that Jason Hayward, traditionally very, very good against right-handed pitching, and Connor Joe's career numbers are very good against left-handed pitching. So that would scream maybe a real strict platoon against lefties and righties. We'll see how it shakes out, but you hope that, you know, whether you want to use the term lottery ticket or lightning in a bottle, you know, you hope you catch a little bit of something, and if not all the production that you'll lose without Jerks and Profar, you hope that you at least get some of it. And look, I know this is a super long answer, sorry, but
keep going. It's a good answer. The
reality is too.
We got another 10 minutes in the segment. Come on, Sam.
Okay, cool.
Pick it up.
I know. No, well, no Tony today, so yeah, I'm trying
true.
To
yes, you guys are. You're covering beautifully.
Yeah, I also think the reality with this team offensively heading into the year, heading into Peoria, is that this lineup as is has a lot of star power. And is it a perfect lineup? No. I mean, you know, do we know what they're getting out of left field? No. Do we know what they're getting out of catcher? No. Do we know what they're getting out of the DH spot? Not really. You know, those are three spots in your lineup. I don't want to minimize that, but you have got a top half of the lineup that should be extremely productive if these guys are healthy. So I don't know that you needed, you know, a big time name in left field. If you can get enough production out of left field via Joe or Hayward or one way or another, I think it could work out pretty nicely. So we'll see. You know, you hope it's, you know, a guy like Hayward who's older, you hope it's more a signing like a Profar, like a Solano, like a Peralta, and not so much what we saw the year before in a Nelson Cruz and a Matt Carpenter, and time will tell.
We're talking to TikTok legend Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan.
Who is referring him to? You? Is
Me.
That your?
Yes.
Okay.
On the graphic that I made, it says a legend in the making for one of his descriptors, and also wherever Sammy goes, the champagne flows. So we're going to continue with that, Sam. But I wanted to talk to you about Connor Joe in this aspect, because someone over the weekend was saying that we're overlooking the fact that he is a pretty good first baseman. Now, I brought it up to Chris earlier. He makes a good point that he can't be a starting first baseman on an everyday level. How much first base do you think we're going to see him play?
Yeah, I think there's a chance you'll see him play there quite a bit, right? Because, you know, unless Luis Arraez is going to just play first base every day, and I don't know that he is, you know, I certainly think you could see, depending on how these guys are swinging it, and again, depending on who else this team brings in, over the course of the next month and a half, I still think they're not done here, whether that's a big move or other smaller moves. Look, you could see lineups where Hayward's in left and Connor Joe is playing first base and Luis Arraez is your DH. Like, I could see scenarios. Again, it's hard to say until we see the full picture of this roster, because they still have needs. And still that DH first base spot, if you want to put Joe really more as a left field type, you know, still kind of murky of how they're going to fill that. So, look, I think positional versatility for somebody like him is important. It's important for any player. And if Connor Joe can show up and do some nice things offensively, you know, look, I think he can certainly play himself into the lineup more, and having that positional versatility is certainly something that can help. Look, we saw that, you know, if you want to compare it to bringing in a Donovan Solano last year, who could play some third, who could play some first base, and there are other examples on last year's team as well. So versatility is good. And, you know, look, if he's hitting the ball well, I think there are probably scenarios where you'll see him at first base and, you know, see Arraez as DH, or maybe it's a day where they get Jake Cronenworth off his feet and maybe Arraez goes to second base, you know, a time or two over the course of, you know, a month or so. So we'll see, but versatility is good.
Sammy Levitt is with us. He is the Padres pre- and post-game show host. He's also part-time broadcaster for the Padres. Had a couple of fine assignments last year. We expect to, you know, hear him hopefully behind the mic a little more this year, too. I'm just saying.
Chris is putting it out there in the universe.
I'm putting it out there for you,
Sam.
Are the Padres done in your mind? And would you be okay with that being the case, Sam?
Do I think they're done? No, okay. I don't. I find that hard to believe. Even if it's not a big move, I would imagine there are going to be some other smaller deals that come through. I just don't see how there isn't. I mean, right now, you know, I don't know, other than some of these kind of quadruple A type guys that they have, who's going to be on this bench, you know, other than a Tyler Wade, who certainly will be there. You know, I think at the very least you'll see some smaller moves. I just think they need it to fill out this roster. But look, I think the looming question is going to be, Chris, that you know, is there something big down the pipeline here at some point? Is there going to be a major trade? Are they going to move a Cease? Are they going to move a Suarez or a King or an Arise? Again, you're starting to get the feeling based on the rumors that maybe that's not going to be the case. I personally hope it's not the case. If I were AJ Preller, and I'm not, my opinion is I'd almost rather roll with this team and these guys than make a major trade and create another hole. I think they are good enough as is to hang around at the very least until the summertime, and then you assess things from there, and you add how you have to add, and we know AJ's very good at the deadline. So look, my prediction is I don't think there will be a big move, but I do think there will be smaller moves still to be made, and you know, look, I think it's just the necessity, and as prices come down as we get into spring training, I would not be surprised if, you know, there's another you know, major league contract or two given out. But at this point, I'd be surprised if there was a big-time move where they moved somebody and got multiple pieces back. But, of course, I think that's going to be the looming question is in an offseason where at times it seemed like that was inevitable, is you know, is that something they're ultimately going to do before we hit opening day? And I think that's a pretty looming question still over spring training.
I agree with that. We're talking to Sam Levitt here, 97.3 The Fan, and Sam is going to be departing for spring training tomorrow, so he'll be on the scene on Wednesday when Padres pitchers and catchers report to Peoria. But I heard Harold Reynolds earlier, Sam, on MLB Network, and he seems to want to trade all of the Padres stars. He's talked about Fernando. Now he's saying Dylan Cease and Michael King might be traded. Like, that is a sign of a rebuild to me. Is there any chance in your mind, and I know the answer is yes, there's a chance, but in your mind, to trade both of those guys before the season, or at least
Cease and King?
Yeah, leading up to the season.
Or what about Fernando?
No.
I'm not
who
even
said,
going
who
to
said,
enter.
Who did
well, you
mention
no, Harold Reynolds said trade Fernando.
Oh.
So,
well, just because Harold Reynolds says it doesn't mean.
Oh, no, I get that. No, we're asking you how crazy that
so
would be.
So you agree that that's crazy? That at least
that's
is crazy.
Yeah. Look, my opinion on where the Padres are right now, this is my opinion, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, anything's for sure. Again, to me, that is a looming question as we get to Peoria tomorrow and Wednesday. You know, are they going to do something very, very significant as far as a trade at some point? I think that's a fair question to ask based on the rumors all offseason, based on what they need, all those things. But I am of the opinion, if I'm in the front office right now, that I would rather, I think your team, your core is good enough where I would rather roll with what you got, Cease, King, Arise. If I had to trade somebody, it would probably be Robert Suarez. And I love Robert Suarez, and he was great for the most part last year. But I just think your bullpen is deep enough where that would be the spot where you could lose him. You could lose somebody and get some stuff back to fill some other gaps. So that would be the guy I would look to move if I'm looking to move anybody. But aside from that, guys, I'm of the mindset here on February 10th as I get ready to leave for Peoria and, like, these guys are showing up. Where I'm like, you know, you got a good core of guys here. It's not going to be a perfect roster. But I think you've got enough to win and hang around and be right in this thing come the trade deadline. And then you assess it from there, you know, good or bad. And if you're not, then they may have to make some difficult decisions with a number of guys in walk years. But you're so far from that. And when you come off a season where you've won 93 games and you have the top six or so in a lineup that they have, and you have a King and a Cease and a Darvish and a really solid bullpen, I just can't walk into a season thinking that the worst is going to happen, or at this point that it would be smart to move both a King or a Cease, or both a Cease and an Arise. I mean, again, it's been a very quiet offseason. It's not a perfect roster. I think we all understand that. But put me in the category of being more bullish on this team just based on what they did a year ago and based on who they've got. Like, there's been a lot of talk about who they don't have. And I think, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, trying to trick any fans out there, but just take a second and think about who they do have. And to me, there's an argument to be made that that could be good enough to be right in this thing in the summer, and then you assess it from there. And maybe you can be a little bit more aggressive come the trade deadline, and you make a real run at this thing. I just, you know, you got stars on this team in their prime. To me, I am not punting on that whatsoever.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.